New York City is famously a pretty noisy place, and it can be a sensory overload for many of us. Prolonged exposure to long noises can have serious health effects, too. According to the EPA, it can cause high blood pressure, speech interference, and stress-related illnesses. In the first 4 months of this fiscal year, which starts in July, the NYPD found that unreasonable noise summonses increased by 170% when compared to the previous fiscal year. To tackle persistent noise pollution, Councilmember Gail Brewer, who represents the Upper West Side of Manhattan, introduced two bills last week. One would require all emergency vehicles in the city to use a low-frequency siren. The second would ban the sale and use of loud gas-powered leaf blowers. So joining us now is Councilmember Gail Brewer to tell us more about it. Hey, Councilmember, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
How much of an issue is noise pollution in the city that prompted you to introduce the bills? Has the city done anything about noise before?
Well, they have done noise in terms of DEP will come out and measure the construction noise. Supposedly, every precinct has a noise meter, but boy, do I get calls about noise in general. And I do get, to be honest with you, in both cases, these are noise issues that have been brought to my attention by many, many constituents.
Are there certain neighborhoods that complain about noise more than others? And we ask because this has been a fraud issue in the past. A writer for The Atlantic recently wrote that her native Brooklyn is being taken over by demands for quiet, and that a lot of complaints about noise have to do with race and class and things like that.
You do think there's mostly older white people who complain about noise. So then I'm in Harlem, and I think it was a Channel 5 reporter, Fox 5 News, and he heard me complain that a constituent was upset about noise in a particular neighborhood in Harlem. So he figured it was white people, and he showed up. It was three black women, very upset about the noise in their neighborhood. So, I mean, I think a little bit age, I would add age and race to that, because older people particularly don't like the noise. I think it's a little bit on the age issue.
One of the bills, like we said, would require emergency vehicles to have a low-frequency siren. I think so many of us are traumatized over the past few years of hearing so many sirens from since the start of the pandemic. Can you tell us what the difference is between a normal siren and a low-frequency siren?
So actually, I went out with Commissioner Martinez. He's now retired from NYPD, and he was in charge of several divisions. But one of them was, I would call it mechanics, but I think it obviously dealt with noise. And he is a believer in the fact that you can have two frequencies driving your emergency vehicle. One is, quiet in the sense of compared to the ambulances that we hear. And the other is like this rumbler thing where people move. It was fascinating. We would go along and he would use one aspect of noise was, in terms of a siren, and nobody moved. I mean, it could be the, six dead people in the ambulance and nobody would move. But then when you do the rumbler, they moved. It was happened over and over again as we went to the driving area that the police department uses. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't know if my bill is perfect, but I can tell you we can do something different than what the sirens have, which is this loud, piercing, nonstop. And then also his siren, it turns off. It doesn't stay on for hours, like it's what you feel with the ambulance going down the street.
If this does become law, how is the city going to hold emergency vehicles accountable and check decibel levels?
The issue would be different kind of siren means different kind of decibels. So I think you would be across the board. There's two kinds or three kinds of ambulances. There's obviously the ones that the emergency EMTs run, meaning the city of New York. And then fire department. And then you have all of those that are privately run. It's a complicated issue, but I think you could, say this is what you're doing as a siren, and that's what would happen. I'm not so concerned about enforcement. I am concerned about getting it right the first time.
What else could the city be doing, say, beside your legislation or legislation in general to combat noise pollution?
Every precinct, to be honest with you, needs to have an updated noise meter. They don't. So to rely on the Department of Environmental Protection to come out all the time with their new noise meter, and they don't have that many inspectors, is a little unrealistic. Trying to deal with these noise issues and the helicopters, as an example, that's noisy. It's not easy. They're not one, two, three, like this noise issue is really hard to address in a holistic or even an individual way. But we try.
Gail Brewer represents the Upper West Side. We thank you so much for coming on, Councilmember.
Thank you very much.